Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, the show-off gal, Robbie Motter.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Michael McGinnis. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been looking forward to this show. We've called this show, It's All About Showing Up, and that's not our phrase. That's our guest's phrase. And we've been trying to get Robbie Motter on our show for so long. And she's always been busy, and we've had to postpone, and we finally booked it, and the day had finally started to arrive. I was out of the country up until yesterday, and so she had been writing me, letting me know that something had come up in her life and that she might need to postpone today. And of course, I did not know this. And so it wasn't until this morning, after we posted everything about the show and all that, that I connected with her, and she said, oh, you didn't get any of my messages. And she said, my father is dying, and it could be any moment now, so I need to stay close. She said, but you didn't get any of my messages. And I said, no, I've been out of the country. I just got back. And she said, I'll call you back. And she called me right back, and she says, I'm showing up. And she said, everything is arranged. I saw him yesterday. As a matter of fact, we just found out that she went and saw him again today. And before she came here, and she says, I'm showing up. That is amazing to me. She says, when I make a commitment, I make a commitment, and I believe people need to show up. And it's what she talks about. And what could be a greater testimonial, I wanted to share that with all of you, that she's in the middle of going through all this, and she showed up. And we couldn't be more grateful, and we look forward to what she has to share with all of us here on the Life Changes Show when we come back, both with Robbie Motter and our musical guest, Michael McGinnis, all on the Life Changes Show after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere. And Mark, as I was thinking about this story, I'm thinking about everybody in this room and everybody in the studio, actually. Everybody, we're the kind of people that show up.
Well, yeah. And you know, for Robbie to be here, they're showing up. And it does. It reminds me of so many opportunities that we've had to show up. With 400 and something shows that we've, you know, been riding out this journey on. So really important episode tonight.
Yes, indeed. And I think we're fortunate also that most everybody we know are that kind of person. This isn't necessarily for the people we know, but we also know that there are many other people there that either have no reason, think they have no reason, or don't know what their reason is, or we'll talk about that with Robbie in just a moment. She's so many things. I love this. But here are just a handful. She's an author. She's a marketing PR consultant, a certified national speaker, and NAFI, which is National Association of Female Executives, global coordinator. And she's our friend, Robbie Motter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on the show. I always love being around you because your smile and your energy is just fabulous.
Well, thank you so much. My energy is a little low today, as you can tell, but I appreciate you.
He's got beach leg.
Yeah. What?
He has beach lag.
I have beach lag. Thank you, Mark, for giving me away.
You're welcome.
And thank you again, Robbie, for showing up. And I'm sorry for all that you're going through right now. You're not new to going through a lot of things. Your childhood was quite interesting, to say the least.
Right. I grew up in a lot of foster homes and children's homes, and I was on my own at 14. But, you know, I think it makes you stronger. You know, you just look. I remember the last children's home I lived in, they had a fountain in the back, and I would sit out there and I would say, someday I'm going to grow up and live happily ever after. And, you know, my life has been great. I mean, it's been ups and downs like everybody else, but I've always tried to find something that can change it from a negative to a positive.
You know, I love how you say my life has been great, and you just shared with us about your childhood, and then you say like everybody else, and I don't know that everybody else had that kind of childhood. I don't know that everybody else had them had their husband leave them with three children. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, raising your children is hard, and I always wanted to be, since I never really had a father, I always wanted to have my children have the best schools and really tried to guide them to be the best they could, to be anything they wanted to be in the world, but to know and really research it. And that's what they did. And they're very successful today.
And in order for them to have the best schools and all of that, what did you have to do?
I had to work three jobs sometimes. You know, I was always lucky because, like, when I didn't have a lot of money, I found a woman from a church who needed a place to live. So she lived in with me, and I gave her free room and board, and she took care of my kids while I had to work. Then later, when I, you know, as you make more money, you can afford. But I never left my children alone, ever.
Mark, you hear one of the reasons why I like Robbie so much. You hear, I was always lucky. These words that keep coming up. This is her vocabulary, and the way she lives her life. And where do you think that came from?
I think, you know, every day is a lesson. I would say every day is life 101 training. So every day you learn something, and you can take everything you learn and make it better. I remember one time I broke down on a road in Temecula. My taillight came a thing, and it was at the last exit. So it meant that I couldn't turn off anywhere. So at first I was a little upset, and then I said to myself, you know what? I have to be very grateful. I have a cell phone. I can call AAA, and they can come and get my car. And then I can rent a car, and I can get to, I was going to be speaking in San Diego. And that's exactly what happened. And as it turned out, there was a very bad accident on the highway to San Diego, which I could have, you know, been stopped in. So it happened for a reason. And, you know, I think you can turn anything into a positive.
You say something about Life 101, and every day you also have an opportunity to learn.
I do.
You learned how to pave a road?
Yes, it's a pretty funny story. I went to this group called the Canine Support Teams one day to meet some people. And as I drove in, the gal...
And actually, this is important, because tell us about, we've given a shout out to them.
Well, they raised dogs to help people who need, not blind, but other people who need help, like opening doors and things. And actually, the executive director who found it is a woman in a wheelchair. So as I drove into the property, I'm seeing all this dirt. And I'm thinking, people who come here are in wheelchairs, they can't have this dirt. So I remember saying something to them. They said, well, you know, we can't use any of our money because all the money has to go for our program. And I said, well, we have to do something about this. So I started telling everybody I knew about, we need to find money and help to get this road paved. And I learned about hot and cold paving, and I learned if they do cold paving and they don't use it all, they can drop it at the property. I also learned you have to, you know, put wards in. Anyway, the job just got done, and they're having the ribbon cutting on February 7th.
Oh, this is brand new.
Well, it took about a year and a half to get it done.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a recent story. What a crazy story.
It's a really story. And on February 7th, they're doing the ribbon cutting. And what ended up happening, not only did they get the road paved, we got the county road out. There was a little piece of county road that almost tore up your car. We got that done. And they also got enough money to do some remodeling to their building. Wow. And on February 21st, they're doing graduation of the next group of dogs to go to their new people.
And this is interesting because the dogs are actually trained by skilled prison workers.
Well, they start out with people who take the dogs to their home, mm-hmm. and then they get to a certain point. Then they go to the women's prison and the men's prison for more training. And then they come back and they have a couple of trainers at their facility. And then they are given out to people. And what's interesting, when we went to your book signing of your wonderful dog book in Temecula, Sally Wing, who is the marketing director, also came, and she's the one that is making all this happen now.
Well, hello to Sally. I'm sure she's listening. And it was a pleasure signing a book to you. And thank you for what you're doing. You learned just before the show, you were sharing that you learned some interesting wisdom from a man when you were stuck in elevators with him all the time.
And yeah, when I was working, I'm originally from Hawaii, and I was working at the Hawaiian Village. And at that time, Henry J. Kaiser was the owner of the village. And that was back when they were doing the movie Round the World in 80 Days with Mike Todd and Liz Taylor. And they wanted to build an aluminum round dome. And he had his engineers there, and I seemed to always get in the elevator with him. And they were trying to tell him they couldn't do a round dome. And he kept saying to them, "I'm not paying you to tell me you can't do it. I'm paying you to find a way to do it."
I love that.
And then he would look at me and say, "Robbie, let this be a lesson to you. There is nothing impossible." And I was very, very shy back then. I mean, I was about ready to fall on the floor, but I always listened. And what I realized later, he was really my first mentor.
And you've had many since, and you now have also mentored many, many people.
Right. When I was in corporate America, one of the things I saw working in New York and Houston and Washington, that women were not helping women. So I made a pact with myself that whatever I learned, I would spend the rest of my life to share with others, because I do not believe there is competition. I believe there's enough for everybody in the world. And even if you're the same business, you can learn from that person the mistakes they've made, and maybe you'll make others. But, you know, you need to start asking. If you want to know something, talk to people that you admire that are doing what you want to do.
Why do you think women especially don't ask?
Well, I think when we were younger, I think the newer generation probably does more asking. But the older generation, there's several levels of it. We were always taught, help people, do not ask, do not brag. And so we grew up with that. But I think who knows better what you do than you do? So why shouldn't you tell people if you really believe in what you do and you're proud of what you're doing and you're making a difference, you need to share that. If you need something, you need to ask, because it can get you there a lot faster.
And you have some great stories about asking.
Yeah, one of them is kind of funny. For the last 4 years, I've really been I run six NAFI networks in California, and then I oversee all the rest of them across the country. But I've always tried to get the women to ask for whatever they want. So one of my girls stood up one day, and she and her husband love Gordon Lightfoot, who's a big entertainer from Canada. And she said, "He's coming to L.A., and I don't have an American Express. I have money and other credit cards, but you can only buy it if you're an American Express." And so she said, "Robbie always says this works, so I'm asking, you know, can somebody use the card, and I have the money?"
Okay.
And many hands went up, and so that was solved. Then she said to me, "Oh, wow, this really works." So she said, "I'm going to throw out another one." She said, "He's staying at a certain hotel in Los Angeles, and I've tried to get a room, and they told me they're sold out. So who do you know that might be able to open that?" Within an hour, two people called her. Within an hour and a half, she had a room. But she called me. She said, "Well, they want me for 2 days. I only want to stay there one." I said, "Well, when you check in, you tell them you have an emergency." So she checks in and she tells them that. And they said, "Oh, we're so happy. We need that room. So we're going to upgrade you to a suite at no extra cost." The suite was bigger than Gordon Lightfoot, and she knew him for years. So they all ended up in her suite. That's the power of asking. And it works. Like one day somebody said to me,
we might have to wait for that story because we have to take a break. But also we want to make sure we leave even more time to talk about showing up even more so with our guest, Robbie Motter, and a little later on, live music in the studio with Michael McGinnis here on the Life Changes Show after this.
Listen to these words. "He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast,
As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's the little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and Robbie has us laughing during the break. Robbie Motter is our guest, and if you want to learn more about Robbie, and you do, gosh, there are so many websites you could go to. I mean, NAFI, this, that, but RobbieMotter.com. I'll spell that RobbieMotter.com is RobbieMotter.com is a good place to start to learn more about her. And then you could go to, should we mention NAFI.com, NAFI.com?
NWRNAFI.com.
NWRNAFI.com. And of course, NAFI is National Association of Female Executives, of which Robbie Motter is the global coordinator. So, Robbie, let's talk about, hopefully we'll get to all the stories that you said that you wanted to share, but let's talk about showing up. So many people say that, yes, but you don't know my circumstances. And hopefully we've enlightened people a little bit, like growing up wasn't so hunky-dory, and then your young adult life as well, with three kids and no income, and then you had then three jobs. So what about the people who still say, yes, but I'm different? I don't think anybody's different.
I think everybody's got a marketing plan or a business plan. You need a show-up plan. You need to find out what it is you're doing, what it is you need, and figure out where the people that you need to meet are showing up. And that's where you need to show up.
Okay. No, I mean the people who don't have a marketing plan or a business plan, and who are stuck in certain situations and don't know how to get themselves through it and feel like they don't have anything to show up for.
Well, they should talk to people that are showing up at places to get an idea of what it's been, how it's helped them. And then maybe even say, this is what I want to do, or maybe I have an idea for business. Because, a lot of times you have an idea and you tell a family member or somebody and they say, oh, that's a stupid idea. It's been tried. There are no stupid ideas. It's all about timing. You can try to do one thing one day and it doesn't work. 2 days later, it's perfect because you've been at the right place. You meet the right people and the door's open.
I love that. And she's so matter of fact, like the asking thing earlier before the show started. What happened with you said, Mark, what happened?
Oh, well, I said, we're looking to can we get a 75 foot catamaran is how I started that. Then we talked about the Life Changes Foundation and how we're looking to share adventure experiences with underprivileged children. And You had a relationship that you could introduce us to.
Yeah, my cousin owns all the water taxis in Hawaii, and I figured catamarans are very big in Hawaii, and he probably knows somebody that's got a catamaran or can put you in touch with one. So I may gave him the connection.
Well, stay tuned for that. And
we'll keep
thank
you posted.
You, Mark, for asking, for the Life Changes Foundation and for everything that we're doing. And that's something that Robbie, yes.
Another
She's pointing
person,
her finger at me. What?
Another person is the gal. Oh God, I can't think of her name. She's on. She does all the exercise thing on HVC. She's very big. Her daughter has boats to take kids out on too. I'll get the connection for you.
Okay. Well, Fantastic. There it is. Okay. Well, since we're asking, I do have something to ask. I want to ask you more about some of the things you've done because they sound. To people that have busy lives as you do, to take on even more things is not easy. Somehow you make it work. Like recently, domestic violence called you.
They called our. I'm also a vice president of membership for the GFWC, the General Federation of Women's Club in Menifee. They called our president. We have a domestic violence center in Menifee that had 57 kids. And they needed Christmas gifts. So I said to her, I'll take that on. We don't have enough members totally in the women's club. So I'm going to reach out to my NAFI and Lions because I'm also in the Lions Club. And then also posted it several places. Within the next day, I had enough. We had 34 people that committed to take on all those 56 kids and get gifts. And we got a guest list of 3 items for each of the kids. And when we were done, all the kids had at least 4 items. Plus we did stockings and we did gifts for the 18 parents. In fact, when she delivered them to the domestic violence, the woman couldn't believe it.
Now, people listening to this might not know this, but are you comfortable sharing your age with us?
I'll be 82 on March 8th.
Wow. So
that's fabulous.
But age is just a number.
I know so many people that talk about retirement when they're in their 50s or early 60s. She's shaking her head. You can't see this, but boy, is she shaking her head. What do you mean
well,
to say
I tell
that?
All my members, I'm going to be running a meeting and I'm going to drop and just call Miller Jones. They know what to do. And they'll plan the big party.
Big party. She's going to be running a meeting.
In fact, it's so funny. When I plan my stuff, the guy said to me, you have to have a party. I said, no, people need to see me while I'm living, not while I'm dead. He said, we'll throw it in free because too many people know you.
Well, you know, and I love that, actually. And people do see you living and because you're all over the place. You are having parties because even these meetings are like parties, and you do several events a year and you get all kinds of people to show up. And tell us about that.
Well, recently the Women's Club needed money. So I decided to do my Extravaganza 3, where I called up a lot of my entertainer friends and said, I need you to come and entertain. I can't pay you. I know you're worth a lot, but it's for a great cause. And they all said yes. And I called up 63 bakeries and got all the cookies and punches and everything free. We did a 4-hour event and we made 36.
I'm sorry, 63 bakeries?
Because I only wanted to get 2 dozen from each. That way nobody was put out. And then we raised.
How thoughtful, except for you having to have to make all those calls.
Yeah.
But go on.
And we raised $3,600. So the Women's Club got 18 and the Lions Club got 18 for their projects. And there was no expenses. Oh, we did have to pay. They charged us $300 for the hall, but that was the only expense. We had 21 opportunity baskets. I wrote letters and got everything in for that. And everything was great. It was a fabulous show.
So Robbie, what do you get out of all this?
I get the pleasure of knowing that I make a difference and that I also have a way of when I meet people, I see their talent that sometimes they don't see. And I'm able to, like one day, one girl said to me, I want to write a book one day. I said, I'm tired of hearing that. What day? I'm calling you every week. She's now written 3 books.
That's fabulous. Now, I know that you ask for a lot of people. You do a lot of asking. I mean, in just that one event, 63 bakers alone or bakeries. But you usually don't ask for yourself, and somebody got you to do that.
Yeah, my friend Sheila at one of the meetings said to me, Robbie, you're always making us ask for what you want, what we want, but you never ask for anything. And I said, okay, I want a white Maltese female dog spayed. 2 days later, one of my members called me and she said, you don't know this, but I have that dog and I'm going through a divorce and I'm known as the Queen Diva and the dog's name is Majesty. So she brought me Majesty with all the glitter collars. And for about the year while the divorce was going on, I didn't know if I was keeping the dog or it was going because they were fighting over the dog. But it ended up I have the dog and I've had her 8 years now.
And you were another important thing about that story, not only the ask, and not only having a friend remind you, actually, we should probably mention she's here.
Yeah, Sheila Cruz is here with us.
Is that you were specific? You're very specific.
That's very important when you're doing an ask. You need to sort of go to the drawing board and you need to look at exactly what it is you want. Mm-hmm. Because then people are very clear of what you're looking for. Like another, I think, a great story that just happened. The gal, Sally Wing, she said to me on the phone the other day, you know, Robbie, I was supposed to go to this event and I was buried in work. And I was saying to myself, I just can't go. But she said, I remembered this. You better show up. So she said she showed up and she was late, but she was so glad because she ended up meeting this man who loved what she was doing, their organization run, and he ended up giving her a big check. Had she not shown up, that check would have never appeared. They would have never known about what the work she's doing.
I wish this was on camera right now because she gives me the eyes, you know, she points the fingers, she nods the head.
She looks fabulous, all the whole package.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why the dog matched perfectly is because Robbie is no stranger to glitter.
No, I love glitter. I love dressing up.
And you love dressing up.
And I love going to formal events, and I get to go to 2 formal events in February.
And hats.
And hats. I love hats.
And what does that all mean to you?
It just it's interesting. I get up and get dressed every day, even though my home office, because if somebody calls, I don't have to say I got to get ready. I'm ready to go. Jump in the car and I can be there in 2 minutes.
Wow. Wow. I admire this so much. We've jumped all over the place, but that's kind of been your life. There isn't like just one thing or obviously even a handful or a dozen things that you've done. Why?
Well, because I think nothing is impossible. If you do your passion, you can learn anything. You can read a book. I mean, I never went to college. I got a GED, yet I had major jobs and I never looked for the jobs. People came.
And you've gotten many, many high awards.
Right. And many people would just call me up and said, I want you to come in. I mean, I'm in Houston. Next thing you know, I'm working in New York and I never even filled out an application. Then when I got there, after I was hired, I had to fill out the application.
And you didn't even know what you were going to do yet, but
no.
You just said yes.
Yes. No, I said what I wanted to go there and I got it. But yeah. But, you know, I never, for many, many years, I couldn't ask. I was always helping. And I've learned also to say no. That was another thing I had a hard time doing, saying no. But there are times you have to say no.
That's important. Let's talk just for a minute on mentors. You believe in mentors and you believe people should have mentors.
I do. I believe that you should find a mentor that has a specialty in the whatever item you're trying to find out. And then you should mentor with them. And then
like
you should
like road paving, for example.
Yeah, like I asked around. I talked to a lot of people. And I mean, I didn't even know anything about it. But by the time it was through, I was an expert. And I was telling the people I was meeting and they were cracking up.
But we understand you're not in that business anymore.
No, I'm not in that business anymore. But there's going to be something new I'm going to have to master. You know, you never know. But I think you just look at somebody you admire, even if you don't know them. Call them up and say, you know, I really admire the work you're doing. I wonder if you might have time to mentor me. Most of the time they will say yes. Sometimes they'll say no. They say no, don't take it personally. Just go ask somebody else. That's what I do.
And it has worked for you, obviously, and continues to do so. And thank you for sharing that. We'll have a couple more minutes with Robbie when we come back. Robbie Motter, and again, her website is robbiemotter.com. That's Robbie, RobbieMotter.com. And in just a few minutes, we're also going to have live music here in the studio with our musical guest, Michael McGinnis, all on the Life Changes Show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Robbie Motter. And, Robbie, I don't get to say this very often, so I'm just going to say it. You're a hoot and a holler.
Thank you. I love it. Loving, that's a new word for me.
Well, you could put that on your resume or wherever you want. Quote me, whatever you want. It's been such a pleasure having you on. And during the break, you were giving us even more wisdom, and you just can't stop. So why don't you go ahead and share a little bit more?
Well, I think one thing is everybody can be whatever they want to be. The main thing is do their passion. Start taking, you know, sometimes stepping out is uncomfortable. So make small steps, but take those steps. And each time you do, you're going to find it so much easier. Ask for help. Talk to people. Let people know what you want to do. Find people that are doing what you want to do and talk to them and ask them to share. How did they get in their business? What did they learn? What mistakes did they make? People are willing to share. They love helping others. You know, you'll find some that don't. There's some people that, what's in it for me? Well, you don't want those in your life. Get rid of them. Find the ones that care about helping each other. And when you do that, nothing is impossible. There is nothing impossible. The world is you're at your doorsteps. People are there. Opportunities are there. But you just have, don't let negative thinking get it in your mind. Get rid of it. Think of something positive.
And add a little extra glitter.
And show up.
And show up.
I know there's something else you want to say. Go ahead.
No, my throat is getting a little.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another thing you do is talk all the time and share your wisdom with so many people. And we're so glad that you were here with us and you showed up against all odds. So thank you so much. And I should add that she lives, technically as the crow flies, she doesn't live very far away. But at this time in traffic, maybe, I don't know, 2.5 hours to get here. So thank you so much, Robbie Motter. Again, Robbie Motter. .com to learn more about her. And we should mention NAFE, NAFE.com and WRNAFE.com. Thank you, Robbie. And as we move on here, I believe we have a shout out. But before we do that, we have a shout out.
But before we have a shout out, we're going to do a shout out.
The Ask Dorothy.
And then we'll do the Ask Dorothy. We would like to give a shout out to the Recalibration Workshops and at therecalibration.com. True, lasting, and balanced change can only come from a foundation of knowing one's core and true self. Visit therecalibration.com. Dear Dorothy, this is Agnes from Hungary. I really need your help. I took your energetic alchemy class years ago in Germany, and it changed my life. I healed myself from many debilitating diseases, and now, like you, I show others how to do this. My client list gets longer and longer, and I am very grateful. However, my issue is that now I am exhausted. I need a vacation, and yet I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to take some time off. How do I take a vacation without taking a leave from my home?
Agnes, thank you for this important question. We all need time off from whatever it is that we do. Healers need healing just as much as our clients do. Recently, I became aware that I was not as energetic as usual and that parts of my body were quite vocal and letting me know that I needed to pay attention to what was going on within me. So I asked myself, what advice would I give a client if asked this question? And here you are. This is what I came up with. You can choose quality time for yourself. You can schedule a massage or two or three. You can ask one or more of your best students to do a healing on you. You can block those incessant messages from the clients that keep asking the same questions over and over again. You can create healthy boundaries for yourself by learning to say no to those who suck your energy. You can notify those who contact you most frequently that you're taking a few days off, and then don't answer your phone and don't reply to your emails until you are rested. If you get pleasure from talking to some people, talk to them. If talking to some is exhausting, then wait until you're back from vacation. Building healthy boundaries is important for everyone, and it's especially important for those of us who do healing work. Let's take some time to rest and do those things we've put off doing. I just hired a personal trainer and will be seeing her and using her to get my physical body back in great shape. To do this, I'll have to take some vacation time for me. I trust that you too will find and choose to do what makes you happy for a few days, because that is what a true vacation really is.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if any of you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Most excellent. Yes, thank you, Dorothy. And we'll be right back here on the Life Change Show with Michael McGinnis live in the studio.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, Ravi Mater. And joining us in the studio is Michael McGinnis. Guinness, in his long career as a singer, songwriter, actor, poet, and storyteller. Actually, we could probably add a couple more things to that. He's another one of these people that does more and more and varied things. He directed the music for and performed with the internationally popular New Christy Minstrels, a group that spawned Kenny Rogers, the rest of the First Edition, Kim Carnes, and Barry McGuire. He has also toured extensively with his own band, the Rodeo Gypsies. Michael has 6 major label recordings to his credit, and the list goes on. Welcome, Michael McGuinness, to the show.
Thank you very much, Filippo. Great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And I also should say thank you to Brent Hahn, who discovered you for us, and Olivia Brownlee for connecting us.
Yes, indeed.
You are one of these people who keeps adding things of interest. As a matter of fact, you recently added painting.
I did. Well, it wasn't so recently, actually. It's been a few years, but it was very serendipitous. I was still working for the YMCA down in Long Beach, and I was walking around the office one day, noticed we did not recycle the wrapping paper that comes around copy paper reams.
Oh.
And innocently, I said to the office manager, "Shauna, if you'll save some of those when you're unwrapping the paper, I'll take them home and make Christmas wrapping for you ladies." And I thought I was going to spray them red and green and take them back. It turned into texturing and dyeing and remaking and collaging. And I finally had a garage full of art, and another friend came by and said, "What are you going to do with all this?" And I said, "Do you think I could have a show?" And she said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I was in a gallery in Highland Park just 2 days ago that had this kind of stuff."
But that sounds like an ask.
It does. And so we went over, and the lady had a grand piano in the middle of her gallery. And so I sat down at the piano and played my New Christy Minstrel card. She was of an age that was appropriate. And Valerie talked art. And the next thing you know, we had an opening, and I put up 16 pieces of this stuff and sold half of them. Made over $3,000.
What a great story. That's awesome. You know, speaking of putting on a show, you were, I got a kick out of learning this story. You were at a show when you were really little. Somebody came out and started to sing, or what's the story on that?
Oh. Well, I grew up in a very horsey family. My family did horses and music, and my father was a veterinarian. And so this was back in Peoria, Illinois. And one night, my dad took me, without my older brothers or my mother, just the two of us, which was a rare occasion, and we went to this nighttime rodeo. And I'd been to a lot of rodeos, and I knew about all of that. And so I was kind of just, you know, slightly bored. But about halfway through the show, here the lights went down and the spotlights came on, and Tex Ritter, the famous singing cowboy. The movies, rode out in the middle of the arena and sang, I believe the song was Blood on the Saddle. And he was all dressed up in, you know, a purple rhinestone suit. And I'm told that I leapt to my feet and screamed, "Daddy, I want to do that."
Oh, your dad told you that later. Well, did you ever get to wear the purple rhinestone?
Not exactly, but I must tell you that in the 60s, I had a floor-length suede cape and a Borsellino hat and a walking stick with a gold cane handle.
Okay, yes, then.
Yeah, when I was...
That would be the 60s version.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, before we talk anymore, we'd love to hear one of your songs.
Okay.
And I actually got to hear this song before actually meeting you. And I was going to suggest, could you please sing this? But I didn't get a chance to ask, because when I came in the studio, you were already doing a sound check for it.
Ah, okay.
And this song is Cowboys and Pirates by Michael McGuinness, here live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
All right. Along the central coast of California,
round Santa Rosa Creek, up from Morrow Bay. Well, the cattle graze on grassland that rolls right into the sea. If you're into cows and boats, my friend, it's the perfect place to be. And all of my life I've been a dreamer. When I wasn't wearing my cowboy suit, I was a pirate on the sea. Now I've finally found a place where all my dreams come true. Well, there's cowboys and pirates walking hand in hand with you. All of my children, they are artists. They've got everything they need. They never look behind. I have spent a lifetime trying to find out who I am. And every time I think I know why, I always change my mind. And all of my life I've been a dreamer. When I wasn't wearing my cowboy suit, I was a pirate on the sea. Now I've finally found a place where all my dreams come true. Well, there's cowboys and pirates walking hand in hand with you. Down in the bars of Cambria, the lights are shining bright tonight. There's a pool shooting cowboy just itching for a fight with some real estate speculator who came far across the sea. He wants to trade some soil dollars for respectability. These days I don't do much speculating, and I guess it's safe to say that my fighting days are through. Lord, it takes everything I've got just to love you. But I haven't stopped my dream, 'cause I know my dreams come true. And all of my life I've been a dreamer. When I wasn't wearing my cowboy suit, I was a pirate on the sea. Now I've finally found a place where all my dreams come true. Well, there's cowboys and pirates walking hand in hand with you. They've got cowboys and pirates walking hand in hand with you. They've got cowboys, they've got pirates. Oh, but darling, I've got you.
Thank you so much, Michael McGinnis, here live on the Life Changes Show. That is exciting. I should say MichaelMcGinnisNow.com is his website. I like that. Michael McGinnis. McGinnis is MCGINNIS now.com. Michael, how old is that song?
It's a few years old. It's I wrote it around 90, I think.
Around
90? 1990, yeah.
That's almost 20 years now.
Oh, it is?
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Wow. my, how time flies.
Yeah.
Well, only 18. Wow. You've been writing music since you were how old?
15.
15.
Yeah.
And you were about to say something.
No.
Okay. I have lots of other questions. I don't know. You said that there was a story before your next song, so I don't know how long that story is. So
okay.
I just want to make sure we were able to get it all in. So
well, I could go ahead and tell you that.
Okay. What's the story?
Okay. This is so when my son Matthew is 33, and when he was first born, his mother left us at home together, maybe for the first time, just the two of us. And I was excited about that because as a new dad, I wanted to be, I wanted to do some son and father bonding. And I had the fencing foils out and the football and all of that, and I was ready to go. And and turned out to be his nap time. And so, I was going, what do I do now? So the day before, I'd gotten this great idea for a song. I thought it was going to be a hit by at least five or six different groups if I could get it written. And so I sat down.
Well, actually, before we go on, you have had your songs written by, or sung by a ton of people.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of luck in that regard. Don Henley recorded one of my songs with before he was an eagle, and Kim Carnes and Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo?
Actually, Mr. Moose recorded one of my songs. That was a great experience.
Was it ever used on the show?
Yeah, it was played on the show a lot. It's actually one of my biggest moneymakers.
Oh, maybe I know it then.
It was called Autumn.
Oh, okay.
Autumn. It was just, it's a nice song. It's one of my favorite songs. But
that's quite a range. Mr. Moose, Kim Carnes, Don Henley. That's a great race.
Oh, and Wayne Newton.
There you go.
Which one was the Wayne Newton one?
The song. I wrote this song for Ray Charles, and it was recorded by Wayne Newton.
Oh, now that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
Them are the breaks.
Them are the breaks. Right.
No, what was
it
that?
It was called Here Comes That Feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so last we left our hero, he was with his son.
Yes. And so I sat down at the piano and I started to play, and I had these two great lines, just and that, but that's all that would come.
Was
and,
your son sleeping?
Yes. Okay. Yes. As a matter of fact, he was sleeping in the room on the other side of the wall from the piano.
Okay.
So by the time I tried to play it like a rock and roll song, like a waltz. I tried everything I could think of. And I'm finally just pounding away on the piano. And of course, I woke my baby up. And so I had to go in there and change his diaper. And I put him in the walker and put a bottle in his mouth and lock the front door because I had a hit record to write, see, and pay for his college education. He's only 6 months old, but I'm, you know, thinking ahead. So I went back to the piano.
And like your lines say, I haven't stopped my dreaming because I know my dreams come true. So yeah. You had a hit song to write.
Yeah. So I'm pounding away on the piano, and here's this big bump on the piano bench, and I look down. And there's old Matt. He had walked that walker all the way across the room, and he's standing there looking up at me with this big grin on his face. And right there, I learned a great lesson. The lesson was surrender and get out of the way. I picked him up, and I sat him on my knee, and his little hands fell against the keyboard. And when they did that, they made a sound, which made him laugh, and then that made me laugh. And then I'd pull him back and let him go. And we did that for, you know, he'd hit a note, and then I got it. We came around to where I would hit a note that would harmonize with his note, and we were just laughing and playing the piano. And by the time Mom came home a few hours later, we had written a completely different song.
Oh.
And I can't tell you anything about that old first song, but this is the song we wrote, and it's called I Know Where Love Comes From. And after hearing the interview today, I thought this might be an appropriate song.
Well, and that's interesting because, yes, you changed the song that you were going to play to this one after hearing the interview. And I'm looking forward to it. Here is I Know Where Love Comes From by Michael McGinnis live here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
Secret I will share with you. I know where love comes from. I'm not one to spoil a secret, but what harm could it do? I know where love comes from. Love won't come when you call it the way your old dog does. A king's ransom cannot buy it. That's simply because there's no way that you can sell it, although some people try.
love is surely much too pure for anyone to buy. I know a secret I will share with you. I know where love comes from. If you look closely, you can find it. It's not that hard to do. I know where love comes from. Love won't always look exactly the way you think it might. It comes in different sizes. It won't always dress just right. But if you look beneath the surface and you read between the lines, you'll find that when you're done, there's only one pure love that really shines. I'll give you a clue that helped to get me off the shelf. If I was doing the looking, I'd start by looking at myself. You'll laugh 'cause it's so simple. You hardly have to try. It's right before your nose, but you can't see it with your eye. You have to look down deep inside yourself. That's kinda hard for some, but when you find the part they call your heart, you've found where love comes from. There's one more little secret I'd like to share with you. If you pass around the love you found, true love comes back to you.
All right.
Wow.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank Michael you. McGinnis. Learn more about Michael McGinnis at michaelmcginnisnow.com. And I know a secret, too. When you finished that song, Robbie Motter looked at me and said, beautiful. And so I just know that you're going to be asked to sing that somewhere, sometime at a Robbie Motter event. I just know it.
I'm sure you give me your card.
Oh, great.
So, Michael, thank you for sharing that story. Thank you for changing the song so you could.
Thank you very much, Felipe.
Beautiful.
You tuned in with us. Thank you so much for being here, for showing up, and for continuing to show up and doing what you do after all these years. I've learned so much from you youngins. And I've been moved and I've been touched, and what a special show to have you both here today. Thank you so much, Michael McGinnis, and of course Robbie Motter. Wow. Well, thank you. I'm still moved by that. That's beautiful. And when you get, what was the line? When you get to the part they call your heart, what?
You found where love comes from.
Yeah, and let's give a shout out to Matt, the co-author of that song.
Yeah, Matthew McGinnis.
Matthew McGinnis.
Hey, Matthew. Indeed. Well, I want to thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. And thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio Network, our program manager at the network. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our and Mark Leger, our co-producer. Didn't it hit you too? It just touched me with that part that they call the heart. I am Filippo Valdoggio, your host, reminding you that as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.